Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another thrilling episode of AI Unchained. I'm your host, Jack, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in tech, Kortor. How's it going today?
Hey, Jack. I'm doing great. Excited to dive into today's topics. We've got a lot to cover, from AI innovations to some explosive developments in the business world, and even a bit of spicy political drama. It's going to be quite a ride.
Absolutely. And for our new listeners out there, AI Unchained is your go-to podcast for all things AI, Web 3.0, and the latest tech gossip. Buckle up, because today we're going deep into some fascinating territory.
Yeah, Jack. And to kick things off, I've got a hot topic fresh out of Silicon Valley. There's some serious buzz around a new AI system that's breaking records in natural language processing. I mean, the advances are mind-blowing, but there are already debates about ethical implications. Can't wait to get your take on that.
Oh, man. I love a good ethical debate first thing in the episode. But you shouldn't forget the roller coaster cryptocurrency has been on recently. It's like watching a high-stakes thriller, right?
No kidding. And speaking of thrillers, we've got to break down the latest moves by big tech in Washington. There's been some major lobbying action and a few surprising alliances. Are these tech giants finally playing nice, or is it just a temporary truce?
Ah, politics and tech. A match made in, well, you decide if it's heaven or hell. But before we get into the heavy stuff, what about that recent controversy in the startup scene? There's a founder out there who might have bitten off more than they can chew. Classic case of too much ambition or just bad luck?
I'd say bad execution, more like it. We'll dissect that one thoroughly. And hey, let's not forget our rapid-fire question segment. Listeners have been sending in some fantastic questions through social media. We'll tackle those later on.
Definitely. All right, folks, stay tuned because we're about to break the chains on today's biggest stories in tech. If you're as psyched as we are, hit that subscribe button and let's get unchained.
Let's do this, Jack. Welcome again, everyone. Grab your coffee, your coding keyboard, or whatever gets you in the zone. It's time to jump in.
All right, let's dive back into that intriguing coin flip concept. I have to say, Core, it's fascinating how the probability evolves as we draw more cards. It baked my noodle thinking about how the first card has to win 10 coin flips to still be standing at the end. It feels almost unfair, doesn't it?
Totally, Jack. The system is incredibly skewed in favor of the newer cards. It's like running a marathon and suddenly someone on a scooter joins halfway through. That's why the one in chance rule seems like a game changer. You see, each new card gets an equal shot proportionate to the number of cards dealt. It balances the field and feels a lot fairer.
For the uninitiated, this one on chance thing means that the first card has a 100% chance of being picked because it's the only card. But when you draw the second card, it has a 50% chance. The third card only has a 33% chance, and so on. It's a mathematical wizardry, frankly.
That's exactly it. This method ensures any card from any point in the deck has an equal chance of being your held card once you're done. So the first card doesn't have to battle it out through 10 coin flips. It's not a gladiator fight anymore.
Gladiator fight? I love that metaphor. And honestly, this feels more in line with real-world scenarios, sort of like how good decisions need equal opportunity to be made, whether you're looking at data early on or later in the decision-making process.
Precisely. Now, let's pivot a bit to the implications. Imagine using this concept in, say, last-minute budget allocations or even in rotating work shifts. This fair chance distribution method can honestly revolutionize decision-making processes across various fields.
And speaking about revolutionizing, did you see the latest on Lastwall being listed on the FedRAMP marketplace? That's a big leap for cloud identity management.
Oh, absolutely. Lastwall is ensuring federal agencies can adopt its identity platform with ease, which, considering the current digital threat landscape, is more timely than ever. Their platform's ability to scale quickly and blend seamlessly with existing IAM solutions is a dream come true for security operatives.
Security being more important now than it has ever been. And on the topic of significant advancements, MaxVal's integration with Relicura is another noteworthy development. Enhanced AI tools for novelty patent searches within the Symphony IP management platform? That's cutting-edge stuff.
For sure, Jack. Innovators are going to have a ball with AI-driven expert searches right at their fingertips. Less time wrestling with data, more time innovating. This aligns with what's happening in AI in general, making complex tasks simpler and more efficient.
And talking about making things simpler and efficient, did you catch the news about Celsius Networks founder Alex Mashinsky? 12 years in prison for defrauding crypto investors. That's a hard fall from being a crypto darling to a convict.
I did. And it's yet another reminder of the volatility and risk in these emerging financial sectors. It feels a bit like the Wild West out there at times. High risk, high rewards, and equally high consequences when things go wrong.
Speaking of high stakes, what about NVIDIA's $5.5 billion charge due to new export controls? It really shows how interconnected and high impact these business decisions can be.
It's a reminder that as much as tech is about innovation, it's also deeply tied to the geopolitical landscape. Export controls impacting a tech giant like NVIDIA is a testament to that.
And as a cherry on top of this cake of complications, we've got so much new action in the crypto markets. Coinbase's revenue jumps, but profits dive thanks to the usual roller coaster ride of digital assets.
And we can't ignore Lyft beating expectations with a 16% increase in rides. There's a lot to consider in these changeable markets.
Smooth transition there, Core. Whether it's tech companies like NVIDIA grappling with international policy or the crypto sphere's ups and downs, it's a dynamic landscape.
Absolutely, Jack. These discussions highlight the woven web of technology, politics, and business. As always, it's exciting to be right in the thick of it.
On that note, let's continue keeping an eye on these industry shifts and probability tricks. Always something new to learn and discuss.
Couldn't agree more. Stay sharp and keep those virtual coins flipping.
So, Core, I'm diving into the whole idea of using AI agents on our code bases. The concept of having an AI checkpoint and visualize changes sounds like a game changer for developers. Imagine working on a project and having an AI literally pinpoint where things went right or wrong visually.
Absolutely, Jack. It really feels like having a superpowered assistant always by your side. It's not just about the code, though. It's about streamlining everything from updates to deployment. And then there's that whole point about bringing any model or hosting locally, which means you're not always dependent on external servers. It's like having the best of both worlds.
Right. And speaking of hosting locally, this Void system that sends messages directly to providers without retaining your data is a godsend for privacy, isn't it? In today's world, data privacy is a massive issue. No one wants their sensitive project details floating around in the cloud without control.
Exactly. Trusting third parties with our code base can feel like a leap of faith sometimes, but if we can manage those communications privately and securely, it not only boosts our confidence, but it also complies with stricter data policies. Plus, for companies who are really pushing innovation, uptime and security are everything.
And let's not forget the integration with sales prospecting tools like Xero. Imagine if founders and sales reps could automate the manual work of searching, qualifying, and engaging leads. Spending more than 30% of time doing this manually is such a drag. Automating that with AI on platforms like LinkedIn is like shifting from a horse-drawn carriage to a sports car.
Oh, that's a solid analogy, Jack. The efficiency boost here is insane. Xero's AI could scan profiles, qualify leads, and enrich data, making sales meetings way more focused and productive. You know, it's funny how we're moving further into this era where AI just simplifies the tedious, repetitive tasks that eat up so much of our time.
For sure. And bringing it back to code, the new features from OpenAI, like the connector for ChatGPT, Deep Research Now linking to GitHub, is pretty slick. You can have AI break down product specs into technical tasks, summarize code structures, and understand new API implementations with real code examples.
Yep. And that just speeds up everything, doesn't it? It's like having a senior developer on board who's never tired, never needs a break, and knows almost everything. But let's play devil's advocate for a bit. There's always the debate about the risk of AI hallucinating or making mistakes.
Totally fair point. No AI is perfect, and they definitely can make stuff up sometimes. But they're pitching it as a time saver, not a complete replacement for experts. So, you still need human oversight, but the AI can handle the heavy lifting and the grunt work.
Which is where a lot of the true brilliance lies. Using AI to handle the mundane so humans can focus on creativity and strategy. And speaking of creativity, Lenovo's entry into the humanoid robot space with Lixiang number 1 is such a bold move. Imagine not just devices, but intelligent agents becoming core to business operations.
That's a massive pivot, Core. We're talking about a future where your employee of the month could actually be silicon-based. And it's not just about physical labor. With these smart integrations directly supporting sales, development, and decision-making processes, it's really about redefining what it means to be productive.
Oh, absolutely. The four-layer architecture Lenovo is building with Device Edge Cloud Network is meant to seamlessly integrate intelligent scheduling and AI model training, ensuring everything is synchronized and running optimally. The future workplace could be an entirely different beast.
It's wild to think about, but definitely exciting. Speaking of excitement, do you see how Tencent optimized DeepSeek's open source communication framework? They doubled the performance on certain networks. This is game-changing for AI model training efficiency.
Yeah, Tencent's improvements really show the potential. Open source and the collaborative community keep pushing these advancements, making AI and machine learning more efficient and accessible. It's like the whole ecosystem is leveling up together, making even our wildest ideas about AI closer to reality.
And Core, just to circle back to the practical applications in businesses today, it's like everything we've discussed, from automated prospecting with Xero to coding efficiencies with AI tools, is setting the stage for a massive transformation in how companies operate.
Exactly, Jack. This transformation is happening right before our eyes. Companies harness this integrated AI power, not just to stay competitive, but to redefine entire industries. The blend of AI automation, data privacy with void systems, and intelligent devices makes the future of work incredibly promising and productivity-driven.
And with these tweaks in technology and integrations, it's an exciting time to be in the tech space, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, Jack. The synergy between AI development and real-world application is a revolution in progress. The future's bright, and these tools are the new torchbearers.
Couldn't agree more. Core onward and upward. So, Core, you were talking about the FSM model in PostgreSQL and how it uses user-defined aggregates to maintain state. This is fascinating, especially given how this approach can ensure data integrity and support complex analytics. But how does that really work in a broader sense?
Absolutely, Jack. Let's break it down. Imagine you're keeping track of an online order. Each time an event occurs, like placing an order, shipping it, or delivering it, it updates the state of that order. A user-defined aggregate function in PostgreSQL helps track these events and changes the state accordingly. Essentially, it's a function that maintains an internal state, which gets updated every time a new event is processed.
Okay, so it's like keeping a running tally of sorts. Say, if at first the state is order placed, then order shipped, and finally order delivered, each event updates this state?
Exactly. By defining this process as an aggregate function, PostgreSQL not only keeps the current state, but does so efficiently and reliably. You begin with an initial state, and the aggregate function takes care of evolving that state as new events come in.
And this brings us to your example where the initial state is start and then transitions through other states based on the input events. Makes a lot of sense. This is really powerful for any application that needs to maintain complex state transitions.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. When you apply these principles to modern machine learning models like diffusion models, they can independently model each input, enabling parallel data generation. It's a step up from older autoregressive models where each token was dependent on the previous one, causing sequential processing.
Wait, so diffusion models can parallel process data? That's a game changer. Especially in AI, where speed and efficiency are crucial.
Exactly, Jack. Think of it like this. With autoregressive models, you're writing a story one word at a time, and each word depends on the one before it. With diffusion models, you're almost writing segments independently and then piecing it together, which makes it faster and more scalable.
That actually reminds me of parallel computing. Instead of one operation at a time, you can handle multiple operations simultaneously. It's like shifting from dial-up to fiber internet.
Exactly, Jack. And bringing up parallel computing is spot on. This efficiency is vital as we look at applying AI to real-world problems, like Web3 applications. For instance, there's a lot of chatter about DeFi and the ethos risks that come with regulation.
Yeah, and even Coinbase is feeling the heat with these regulations. They aim to onboard millions into Web3, making it accessible by tying it to physical activity. But regulations can sometimes stifle innovation.
True, the challenge is balancing regulation with innovation. Unity Wallet's COO, James Toledano, supports anti-money laundering rules, but warns they might constrain the freedom and innovation that define DeFi. It's a fine line to walk.
It's almost like this delicate dance where you have to be compliant yet innovative. If you're too restrictive, the spirit of centralization erodes. If too lax, you risk legal repercussions.
Absolutely. And that's where forward-thinking companies like Coinbase can truly make a difference by creating symbiotic relationships with regulators while pushing the envelope on accessible tech.
Speaking of pushing envelopes, how about Google's attempt at model prompt caching? Interesting idea, but required a lot of manual input from developers. Kind of a headache, if you ask me.
Oh, definitely. Explicit prompt caching is meant to save costs, but the manual aspect can be a chore. The industry needs more intuitive solutions where the caching is almost invisible to the developer, yet effective.
Yeah, nobody wants to be bogged down with extra work. We need smart systems that take care of these nuances so developers can focus on what actually matters, building innovative solutions.
Exactly. And just like with diffusion models offering smarter, more efficient ways of processing data, we need analogous advancements in the business operations side of tech. Smart automation to the rescue.
Here's to smarter systems and smoother tech core. Always a pleasure breaking it down with you.
Cheers to that, Jack. Let's keep riding the innovation wave.
So, getting back to the whole issue of unproductive shipbuilding during wartime, it feels like we're revisiting some ancient challenges, but with modern tools. The way the Maritime Commission just threw all conventional wisdom out the window to get things done, impressive, right?
Absolutely. They wrote a whole new playbook for building ships, didn't they? It's a great case study in innovation under pressure. They didn't just upgrade old shipyards, they built new ones from scratch and brought in anyone who could deliver results. Reminds me of how some companies today are trying to reinvent themselves by partnering with startups or adopting risky but promising technologies.
Speaking of partnerships and risks, let's not ignore Aurora and Uber's self-driving unit deal. Uber's strategic move to offload its ATG division without cash, but for equity in Aurora. Kind of clever, don't you think?
Clever indeed. It's a great way to shed risk while retaining some potential upside. Uber didn't have to spend another dime on R&D, and they got a stake in Aurora, who now carries the baton for self-driving innovation. It's a way to stay in the game without funding a massive, expensive project directly.
Totally. And it's not just these big moves. Look at how the App Store's landscape has changed. Apple has had to adjust its rules to let developers link out to other payment methods. That's pretty seismic for all the developers making revenue through the App Store.
Yeah, that shift is huge. Imagine developers finally being able to avoid Apple's 30% cut on transactions. Let's face it, we've heard enough complaints over the years about that Apple tax. Spotify and Kindle are already making use of this, and it's giving old platforms like Patreon a new edge as well.
And speaking of changes, what about those unexpected bankruptcies like Synapse, especially in the fintech world? It's alarming how quickly fortunes can change.
Oh man, Synapse's fall was sudden and brutal. It leaves consumers out to dry and raises serious questions about trust in these emerging fintech platforms. It's a stark reminder for anyone investing in or trusting their money with new tech.
And then there's Meta, continually adapting and rolling out new tweaks like their video expansion on Reels. They're trying to stay ahead in this rapidly shifting landscape. Ironically, powerhouses like Meta need to move nimbly like startups to keep up with newer competitors like TikTok.
True. Nasseri's testimony about how the social media market has dramatically changed reflects this constant state of competition. Even big players can't afford to rest on their laurels. They have to innovate, evolve, and frequently pivot.
And with the regulatory landscape, that's another battleground. The CFPB's decision to roll back its supervision of Google Payment shows just how volatile regulatory environments can be. One administration's control can get the boot under the next.
Exactly, the regulatory winds shift and companies have to tack accordingly. It's unpredictable, but underscores the necessity for flexibility. Companies like Stripe, with their multi-currency accounts innovation, are a prime example of adapting and anticipating future needs.
Right. Anticipation is key. And with digital assets and the complex world of cryptocurrencies, regulations are sprinting to catch up. Arizona's new law on unclaimed digital assets is a step toward that. It's about ensuring no value is left behind while managing these with the same rigor as traditional financial assets.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see how states are starting to handle digital assets with real legislative frameworks. Digital assets won't just sit unclaimed anymore. They'll get utilized. And it's another shift toward mainstream acceptance.
It's a roadmap others might follow. And looking at broader applications, HTTP 402's rebirth as X402 for payment without complex steps. You can't get simpler than that. It's bridging the ancient and modern internet in a meaningful way.
Exactly. It's solving the very old problem of seamless online transactions without adding additional complexity. Removing friction is the name of the game, making life easier for both businesses and consumers. It's a testament to how some old concepts, if dusted off and rethought, can blaze new trails.
That's right, Core. It's all about innovation, adaptability, and occasionally daring to disrupt oneself before someone else does it for you. And hey, speaking of daring, have you looked at the recent numbers from defense startups? Traditional contractors, watch out. They're seeing billions in venture capital pouring into this space.
Innovation in defense is particularly interesting because of its high stakes. It's not just about market dominance, but national security. Traditional contractors can't be complacent. They need to integrate these nimble upstarts' advances. Notice how venture capital is changing even the most traditional of sectors?
Absolutely. Whether it's shipbuilding during wartime or modern self-driving tech, the story remains the same. Those who adapt and innovate pull ahead. And if there's anything these discussions show us, it's that the ability to pivot, embrace novel ideas, and sometimes overhaul entire systems is crucial for survival and success. Well, that just about wraps it up for today's episode of AI Unchained. We had a pretty spirited debate about the latest AI advancements and their impact on our jobs, didn't we, Core?
Absolutely, Jack. I still can't believe how quickly things are changing. From AI that can code itself to machines performing tasks we once thought were purely human, it's both exciting and a bit nerve-wracking.
Not to mention the business angle and how AI is really shaking up industries left and right. I loved our deep dive into the integration of AI in healthcare. The possibilities are endless, but we do need to be mindful of the ethical implications.
And let's not forget our heated discussion on the political front. It's clear that technology and policy are on a collision course. We have so much to navigate there, from data privacy laws to global competitiveness.
For sure, Core. The landscape is ever-evolving, and that's what makes our discussions so engaging. By the way, thanks for keeping things light with your jokes about AI taking over our podcast hosting duties. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll have an AI co-host.
Laughs. They'd better watch out, though. I don't think they can match our charm and witty banter just yet.
Laughs. Exactly. On a serious note, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly hope you enjoyed our discussions and gained some valuable insights.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to dive into these topics and share our thoughts with all of you. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover, feel free to reach out to us.
Stay curious, stay informed, and remember, the future is what we make of it. Until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm Core. See you next time on AI Unchained. Thanks, everyone.
Take care, everyone.